This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. India and Cyprus exchanged several agreements in different areas, including establishing a joint working group on counterterrorism, innovation in technology, higher education and research, and cultural cooperation in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held discussion with President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged views on issues of regional and global importance, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Prime Minister Modi said during the meeting they also discussed global issues.
Bharat aur Cyprus ke beech ye strategic partnership dono deshon ke financial aur services hub ko jodkar commerce ke liye capital unlock karegi. Ye Cyprus ke infrastructure, energy aur agriculture sector mein bhartiya companies ke liye naye avsar pradan karegi aur Bharat ke tezi se badhte shipping aur maritime kshetron mein naya nivesh lekar aayegi.
President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, said the bilateral relations between the two nations and the European Union-India relations have made leaps of progress over the last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 19th Rozgar Mela tomorrow morning through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The 19th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The Election Commission today announced the schedule for the biannual elections to 24 seats of the Rajya Sabha from 10 states. 4 seats each in Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat and Karnataka, 3 seats each in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, 2 seats in Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Manipur, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram will fall vacant. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 1st of next month and the polling will be held on the 18th of June. The counting of votes will take place on the same day. The Commission also announced the Rajya Sabha bipoll for 1 seat each in Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. The bipoll will also be held on the 18th of next month. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has extended the last date for obtaining scanned photocopy of answer book of Class 12th board examination by one more day to 24th of this month. Earlier, the last date of obtaining the answer book was till tomorrow. CBSE took the decision after its website faced unprecedented traffic since the past few days and also faced several attempts of unauthorized interference. The Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission has achieved a major milestone with over 100 crore health records successfully linked with Ayushman Bharat health accounts, ABHA. The Health Ministry said that the number of linked health records has doubled from 50 crore in February last year to over 100 crore in just 15 months. It said that nearly 10 crore health records are now being linked every 2 to 3 months. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today chaired a meeting with officials from key ministries and leading industry associations to strategize on boosting domestic manufacturing. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the government is committed to working closely with industry to expand manufacturing capacities, enhance quality standards and strengthen global competitiveness for building an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The government said that India's electricity demand hit a new record high in the last 4 days with soaring temperatures across several parts of the country. The Ministry of Power said that yesterday, daytime peak electricity demand was 270.82 gigawatt, which has broken all previous records. A mobile application, Jeevan Joint Elderly Empowerment and Virtual Assistance Network, has been launched today to strengthen support systems for senior citizens across the country. Union Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar launched this application in New Delhi. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 77 for 1 in 7 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.